We come under your strength and your mercy. We yield ourselves to you, Holy Spirit. We surrender our hearts unto you. We come with broken hearts. We come with, oh God, contrite spirit, that we may receive of the Lord. And so, my Daddy in heaven, I step aside, oh God, from this altar. I come under your anointing and your anointing alone. I hide behind the cross and I lift up Jesus and Jesus alone. And let no man see any man here, but let them see you, Jesus. Let them hear you, Jesus. Let them be touched by you, Jesus. Visit your people, oh Lord. If you are not here, we have not met. If you are not here, there is no reason for being here. Lord, you are the reason for our gathering. You are the only one that can make meaning from this meeting. You are the only one that can make sense out of this gathering. Jesus, please take over. Have your way, I beg of you. Holy Ghost, have your way. This is your time and your time alone. And you alone shall be glorified, O God. Be thou exalted, King of kings and Lord of lords. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Hallelujah. God bless you. Be seated. Give me Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 11. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11. Why the media is looking at that? I'm reading Psalm 104. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain, who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariots, who walketh up upon the wings of the winds, who maketh his angel spirits, his ministers a flaming fire, who laid the foundations of the earth, that it should not be removed forever. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. Verse 7. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder they hasted away. They go up by the mountains. They go down by the valleys unto the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou hast set a bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field, and the wild asses quench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of the heavens have their habitation. We sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. It causeth the grass to grow for the cattle and the herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengthens man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he planted, where the birds make their nest, as for the stock, the fair trees are a house. The high hills are a refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. He appointed the moon for the seasons. The sun knoweth is going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after they pray, and seek their meat from God. The sun ariseth. They gather themselves together and lay them down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, everyone say, O Lord, how manifold are thy works. In wisdom hast thou made them all. The earth is full of thy riches. So is thy great and wide sea, wherein are thy things creeping, innumerable both small and great beasts. There go the ships, there is the Leviathan, whom thou hast made to play therein. This wait all upon thee, that thou mayest give them their meat in due season, that thou givest them the gather. Thou openest your hand, they are filled with good. Thou hidest your face, they are troubled. Thou takest away thy bread, they die and return to their dust. Thou sendest forth thy spirit. spirit, and they are created. And thou renewest the face of the earth. The glory of the Lord shall endure forever. The Lord shall rejoice in his works. He looketh on the earth, and he trembleth. He touched the hills, and the smoke. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have been. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord. Let the sinners be consumed out of the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Blessed thou the Lord, O my soul. Praise ye the Lord. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. That scripture that we have read this morning is a description, Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11, media please. That scripture that we have read this morning is a description of the way God has created everything. When you see the creation of God, you may not understand. In Isaiah 55, let's read together, 1, 2, go. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it to you. Amen. Please just leave that scriptures there. This morning I'm sharing with you on the power of creative word. When I returned back from Uganda, the Lord gave me this message. But because of the children program, I could not minister the message. So, beloved, this message is from the Lord. And I want you to pay attention. Even though I know time is gone, but please, give yourself some time to listen to God this morning. Because, listen to me, brothers and sisters, children of God are living in some unpleasant environment. We are living in some unpleasant situations around us, and at times you just see brethren, you know, going through some difficult times, and you wonder what is going on to this brother, what is going on in the life of this sister, what is happening in this family, and you just begin to, you know, ask yourself some questions, and you see God's children going through some difficult times, some hard times, and we just begin to wonder what is God going to do about this thing. Everybody is waiting for God to do something. Everybody is waiting for God to act. Everybody is waiting for God to intervene. At times we even pray some prayers and cry to the Lord and weep before the Lord and groan before the Lord. And we say, oh God, when are you going to intervene in my situation? When are you going to intervene in my case? When are you going to turn my story around? But I'm telling you today, I have another message for you, that God is not going to do anything about what you are supposed to do something about. You say, Pastor, where are you going this morning? God is not going to recreate what he has created. Because since man was created, God gave man a mandate to continue where he stopped. In fact, what the Lord did was to transfer his power, to transfer his authority of creation, to transfer his ability of creation into man. And since that time, you begin to see the manifestations of God in the lives of men. You begin to see men creating things, building houses and all manner of creative things. And they are creating aircraft and they are creating machine guns and they are creating vehicles and they are creating all manner of gadgets and creating phones and creating all manner of things. It is the nature of God that God has placed in man to create things, to make things to happen, to bring things into existence. So brothers and sisters, this is the situation with us today. That if things are not really occurring well around us, if things are not in their proper perspective, let's remind ourselves of Genesis chapter 1. Let's go back to that scriptures that tells us the story of the problem of the earth. The Bible says in the beginning, verse 1, God created the heavens and the earth. And the Bible says, and the earth was without form. If you look at that scripture that I read in Psalm 104, you see the beauty of God's creation. You see the manifestation of the things that God has made, how God has arranged everything and put everything in their rightful places. God has placed the sun in his position. He has put the moon in its rightful position. He has created the heavens and the earth, the seas and everything and the mountains and the animals therein. This is what the scripture says. But before that time, that was not the case. Before that time, that was not the story. Before that time, the Bible says in verse 2, the Bible says that the earth was without form, and the earth was void, and darkness was before that time. Darkness was the story before that time. Darkness was the problem before that time. Voidness and emptiness was the story before that time. And I say to somebody here today, in the name that is above every other name, every empty story of emptiness in your life, story of voidness in your life, story of darkness in your life, darkness around you, darkness building around your home, darkness building around your territory, things that are not meant to be there that are there, things that God has not ordained, that they have found themselves and they are fully expressing themselves in your life. The Lord is saying today, there is a solution to darkness. There is a solution to voidness. There is a solution to emptiness. There is a solution to all those things that are happening around you that you do not like. God was not pleased with the condition of the earth. God was not pleased with the state of the earth. God was not pleased with the voidness. God was not pleased with the darkness. God was not pleased with the emptiness. There was nothing good in it. And thank God, God understands that he can change something. And I know by the grace of God today, under the unction of this word, you will rise up in the place that God has created you. You will rise up in the place that God has ordained you. You will rise up in the place that God has positioned you. You will be like your father. You will behave like your father. You will act like your father, who was not satisfied with the condition around him, who was not satisfied with the situation around, who was not satisfied with the darkness around, with the void around, with all those things, and he did something about it. You also, by the Spirit of the Lord, you will arise and do what he did. And the Bible says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And I tell you today, the Spirit of God is still moving. The Spirit of God is still present on the earth. The Spirit of God is still waiting. Look at that scripture that we read in Psalm 104. The Bible says it sent forth his Spirit, and the Spirit gathered them. The Spirit gathered them. The Spirit gathered them. He sent forth the Spirit of creation. The Spirit of creation is still available. The Spirit of creation has not returned back to heaven. The Spirit of creation is still around you. The Spirit of creation is still with you. The Spirit of creation is still inside you. Hallelujah. And what did God? What did he do? The Bible says in verse 3, and God said, everybody say, and God said. Everybody say, and God said. Why didn't the Bible say, and God do? And God moved. And God stood up. And God bent down. Why didn't the Bible say, and God picked a stone? Why didn't the Bible say, and God planted a tree? Why didn't the Bible say, and God looked for something, a dust? Ayalebokosanta. God is God. Everybody say, God is God. Say, the operations of the Spirit is by the Word. Say, the operations of the Spirit is by the Word. John chapter 1. That was the scripture that led to this message. I was reading John chapter 1 and the Lord started speaking to me. John chapter 1, let's read John chapter 1 in the beginning. Can you remember in the beginning again as it was in Genesis chapter 1 in the beginning? Now, I wanted to marry the two beginning together. In the beginning, when there was void, when there was darkness, when there was an unpleasant situation, in the beginning, the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the water. But also, in that same beginning, verse number 1 of John chapter 1, let's read together, 1, 2, go. In the beginning was the word. Everybody say the word. Say, oh Lord, my Father, let me have an encounter with your word. In the beginning was the word. It was the word. In the midst of that unpleasant situation was the word. And listen to me. We have something, but we are not doing anything about it. That is why things are going wrong around us. Oh, brothers and sisters, may you have understanding. I don't know how to express it this morning, but may you have understanding. May the Spirit of God give you understanding. May the Spirit of God open your eyes. May you have light tonight, this morning, in the name of Jesus. In that Genesis chapter 1, God did something about the situation by doing what? By saying something. Ever see, and God said. God said what? God spoke the word. For there to be creation, there must be a speaking. For anything to be created, listen to me, there must be what? Somebody must say something from the spirit. Somebody must speak from the spirit angle. Somebody must speak from the spirit realm. Somebody must speak what God wants to see at that moment. God himself has already imagined it in his heart. I want to end this darkness. And he started by saying what? What did he say? Did the Bible say, and God created light? The Bible say, and God looked for something and made sun. What did the Bible say? God did what? He spoke. God said something. Say, oh Lord, from today, let my mouth be open. For you to have light around you, are you tired of the darkness that the devil is bringing around you every day? Darkness around you. You can recreate your world. The power of the creative world. There is power in word. In the beginning was the word. Go back to that John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. That was that scripture. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So when God said, let there be light, there is the word that was coming out of God, and that same word is God himself. So the expression of God was coming out of him, and that expression of God started creating things. And God said, let there be light. May you activate God's word in your life. May you activate God's word around you. May you activate God's word in your story. May you activate God's word in your situation. What are you doing about the darkness around you? The only thing you can do about the darkness around you is not to sing about it. It's not to cry about it. It's not to weep about it. It's not to look at it. What you should do, you should do what God did. And what was it that God did? God said, God spoke, God created. Today, the mandate of creation come upon your life. The mandate to create come upon you. How can you create? Stand up and say something. Stand up and speak to darkness. Stand up and challenge every darkness that is around you. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Brothers and sisters, God is telling you today, you can recreate your world by your words. Listen, whether the situation agree or does not agree, keep saying it. What did I say? What did I say? Whether the thing agrees with you or does not agree with you, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? Why should you keep saying it? Do you know the reason why? Because there are certain things about God's word. Let's look at them briefly. We are going to run about 10 of them quickly. Why you must keep saying it? There are certain things about the word of God. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 8. Give me quickly. Isaiah 40 verse 8. We're going to read. We have a lot to read this morning. Because from today, things will change around you. I say things must change around you. I want you to read it together. I want to go. Oh, I don't like the way you are reading this Bible. One, two, go. Whether that thing agree or not, say it. Oh, you need to say it because the word of God stand there forever. That word stand there forever. Whether the sickness is saying no, keep saying it. You mention the name of that sickness. You mention the name of that infirmity. You mention the name of the darkness around you. And you speak light to that darkness. Command, let there be light. And if darkness is saying no, what are you saying? I cannot respond to you. Listen, whether he likes it or not, he will bow to the wall. Why? Because the grass withereth. The flower faded. But why? The word of God. The word of God, what? Listen, the word of God will be the last man standing. What God has spoken concerning you will be the last man standing. All you need to do is to align with God and be speaking what God is speaking. What has God spoken? God said, let there be light. Say the same thing like a teacher is saying. He says, say after me. He said, let there be light. You also say, let there be light. Say after me, let there be peace. You also say, let there be peace. The Lord says, say after me. He said, let there be growth. You also say, let there be growth. Because the Father is speaking, let the Son follow the Father. Today, in the name that is above every other day, as you speak, the word of God endures forever. Kandebo Shantalia. Hey, listen to me. I know what the Lord has spoken concerning me. And not a single word of what God has said concerning shall fail. It cannot fail. I say it cannot fail. I say it cannot fail. The Lord told us 10 years before this moment that he's going to give us a building. We saw that structure before we started this ministry. We saw the building of the church before we started this ministry. Some years running, it seems as if it will not be possible. 1 year has gone, 2 years have gone, 3 years have gone, 7 years have gone, 9 years have gone. At the 10th year, God said, my word shall stand forever. I will give you a place, and he has given us a place. Forever, O God, thy word is settled in heaven. Whatever God has said, he shall come to pass. You need to stand your ground and say to darkness, let there be light. Somebody say this morning, let there be light. I don't know whether you know what you are saying, but I know what I am saying. And I'm saying to every darkness around me, I say to every darkness in the church, every darkness in my home, every darkness around my children, I say to you, I speak as my Father speaks. I speak as my Father speaks. I speak with authority. I speak in the position of power. I speak in the position of command. And I say, let there be light. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God is looking for creators today. God is looking for creators. We are the creators, not the complainers. We are the creators, not the grumblers. We are the creators. Oh, not the fearful. The fearful cannot create. The grumblers cannot create. Oh, my Father, we are the creators in the church. We are the people that will stand and say, thus share the Lord. Thus share the Lord. Follow me. To 2 Kings chapter 7. Give me 2 Kings chapter 7. The creators. Today, you will join the creators. I say you will join the creators. I say you will join the creators. There was problem in Samaria. They were killing themselves and they were eating themselves. The situation of Samaria was so bad. I don't know whether the situation around you is as bad as Samaria's situation. But thank God, there was a creator in the house. After the likeness of his Father, let us make man in our image, and after our likeness, let us make man in our image. Let them talk like us. Let them act like us. Let them speak like us. Let them control like us. Let them have dominion like us. Let them operate like us. Let them rule like us. Thank God that there was a man that understand the mystery of the world. Thank God there was a man in the place that understand the mystery of the world. Look at this situation. In verse 1, let's read together. 1, 2, go. Thus saith the Lord. Hear ye what? I must say the word. Everybody say the word. Say, oh Lord, all I need is your word. Oh Lord, release your word into my life. Release your word into my situation. Let the creative word go forth ahead of me. It's not just an ordinary word. It's the word of a man that is speaking from the point of creation. A man that understands the God of creation. A man that aligns himself with the God of creation. And is speaking from the God of creation. Look at it. Then Elijah said, hear ye the word. Hear ye the word. May the word of the Lord come upon your life. May the word of the Lord come into your situation. There is something you need to say to recreate your world. Tell your neighbor, recreate the situation around you. Through the power of the spoken word. Tell your neighbor you are not saying what you are supposed to say. That is why you are not seeing what you are supposed to see. Say, from today, change your perception. And begin to speak the word. Even the word of the Lord. The creative word. Into your situation and behold, everything will change. Hallelujah. Listen, the man dropped the bomb. The word of God is like a bomb. He dropped the bomb. Then Elijah said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord. Listen, when you are speaking the word, you don't fear faith. When you are seeking the world is blind to the story. The world is blind to the condition. The world does not want to know the degree of darkness. How high, how low, how big, how dark, how many. The darkness is not interested. The world is just the solution. He is not interested in the darkness, in the shape of the darkness, whether it's like an amoeba, or whether it is so big, or it's he's not interested. All that we need is the world to enter. enter into that space. Oh, who will bring the word into the space of your story? Who will bring the word into the situation around you? You need to bring the word. You need to bring the word. When the word comes, the word conquers. When the word comes, the word overcomes. When the word comes, the word rules. When the word comes, the word reigns. When the word comes, the word dissolves. When the word comes, it takes over. The word takes over. It takes over the story. It takes over the situation. The word is a painter. If this place is black, the word can paint it white. It can paint it red. It can paint it green. All you need to do is to speak the word. And Elijah said, hear the word of the Lord. Just hear the Lord tomorrow. I don't care how long. Listen, the word does not care how long the famine, how long the famine have existed. It does not care. It does not send the famine because it is the time for the world. Now is the time. Famine have had its own time. Darkness have had its own time. You know, all these things have had their time. This is the time of the word of God. I pray that the word of God, this will be the time of God's word in your life. Say, it is the time for the word. Oh, say, it is the season for the word. Say, it is the time for the word in my life. It is the time for the word to work for me. The word is working for me as I'm going out. The word is working for me as I'm coming in. The word is working for me as I rise up. The word is working for me as I'm lying down. The word is working for me. The word is working for me. It is the time of the word. It is the season of the word. Everything answers to the word. This is the time of the word. Labo Santa Kaya. Lepro Sandalia. I don't know what darkness have been doing. Darkness might have reigned for years. Famine might have reigned for years. But now is the time for the word of God. Emakandebo Sandalia. I don't know how long darkness have ruled. It might have ruled for millions of years. That sickness might have reigned for years. But this is the time for the word. Hallelujah. And just fear the Lord. Heaven say tomorrow. It is the word that is time, times and season. It is the word that is the decider. If the word wants it now, it will be now. If the word say it is tomorrow, then it is tomorrow. If the word say it is today, then it is today. For my own is not tomorrow. Elisha's own is tomorrow. My own is today. Today is my day. Today is my day. It's my miracle day. It's my victory day. It's my promotion day. It's my day of light. It's my day of victory. Because the Lord says so. Today is my day. Just tell the Lord tomorrow about this time. What has never happened before will begin to happen. Why? The word says so. What has not existed before will be created. Why? The word has created. The word has created it. Listen. The situation is practically impossible. How can it be that tomorrow things will just change like that? Is it possible? That something will just change like that tomorrow. Mathematics will say, give me the mathematical expression. Give me the economics. How many are economists in this house? And they will tell us, what is economics saying? What is geography saying? What is the weather report saying? The word of God counsels economics. The word of God is beyond the economics of Nigeria and the economics of the world and all the calculations and all the rising and the falling and all the demand curves and supply curves and all those curves. There is a word that comes from above. It is the final say. It is above all. It is above all. It is above all. The word. The word. Somebody say the word. Say speak the word. and change your world. Say, speak the word and change your world. Speak the word by faith and change your world. And listen to me. A measure of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel. That is not economical. That is not according to law of economics. And two measures of barley for a shekel in the gates of Samaria. The word of God was specific. The word of God is not confused. The word of God knows what he wants. Let there be light is let there be light. No more. No more, no less. That's all. Baba spoke. Ever say Baba spoke? May Baba speak in your life. I say may Baba speak in your life. And if Baba has spoken, may you re-echo what he has said. What your mouth is for is not to complain. No. What your mouth is for is to re-echo what he has said. That is why your mouth is there. An open mouth is an open destiny. I will say the word. Say the creative word. And what happened in verse 2? And what happened in verse 2? Then the Lord, one man like that, whose hand the king lean, answered and said to the man of God, and said, behold, if the Lord will make windows in heaven, might this thing be? When you are with the word, you lose your head. You lose your brain. You lose your thinking. You lose your thoughts. You lose your mind. And you align yourself with God. Stop thinking like a man where God is speaking. Stop talking like a man where God is speaking. He has spoken. No more, no less. I don't care what the devil is telling you. He can be telling you through your dreams. I don't care. Let me have 1,001 dreams and let me see 1,001 things. I don't care. Because I know what he has said. All I need to do is to carry the word and counter what he has spoken. Hallelujah. Malelebo Shanta. And the man said, how can this thing be? Because you are in this realm. You cannot be in this realm and speak the word. You cannot be in the flesh and speak the word. Because flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Say flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Maybe you people are seated here listening to someone. But I pray, let there be one man here who is listening to the word. Let there be one man here who is catching the revelation. Let there be one man here whose spiritual ears are open to understand that this is my way out of my problem. I don't need any man. I need his word. Forever. Oh Lord. Yeah. Thy word is certain. In heaven, it is settled forever, forever, and ever, oh Lord, thy word is settled. It is settled forever, forever, oh Lord. Oh Lord, thy word is settled. Ah, it is settled, Lord. Oh, forever, oh Lord. Oh Lord, ah, in heaven it is settled. It is settled, O Lord. Forever, 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 forever. Oh Lord. Ah, my, Oh yes, it is said so. What he has said. Oh Lord. Listen. Everything God has spoken concerning you shall come to pass. It's not about your name. It's not about where you are coming from. It's not about your identity. It's not about your root and your origin. Listen. And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with your eyes. Because you do not believe. Because you don't have faith. You are thinking like man. You refuse to align yourself with what God has said. You doubted God and doubted his word. The last thing you are supposed to doubt in your life is the word of God. Doubt every pastor. Doubt every man. Doubt every policy. Doubt every government. Doubt every friend. Doubt every closest brother. Doubt every brother. Doubt the best and the best of friends. But my brother, do not doubt the word of the Lord. Behold, thou shalt see it with your eyes, but you shall not eat thereof. After Elijah spoke, I will continue next Sunday. This is a series that we have to finish. After Elijah spoke, Kandeboriaba, the word went into play. The word entered Samaria. The word entered the earth. The word shook the earth. The word entered territory. The word entered into the midst of soldiers. What can the word not do? 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 Somebody show me something that the word cannot do. The word can bring a child out of someone that has no womb. The word can make a virgin to give birth. What can the word not do without sex? The word can produce a baby. What can the word not do? The word can raise the dead. What can the word not do? The word can heal the sick. Somebody show me something that the word cannot do. Lena Mama Sandaria. Forever. Hallelujah. My wife, come. My wife, come. I want to do something. Hallelujah. Come, come, come. Husband and wife. Hold the hands of your wife. There is problem in the house. Begin to speak the word. Begin to agree. What does the word say? Begin to speak the word. Hold your hands together. Begin to prophesy. Begin to speak the word. What can the word not do? The word can enter the valley of dry bones. The word can enter the valley of dry bones. The word can enter the valley of dry bones. When the word enter the valley of dry bones, when the word enter the valley of dry bones became a living soldier. When the word enter the valley of dry bones became alive. Hallelujah, forever, forever, oh God. Hey, thy word is settled. Hey, shalaya, oh, forever, forever, oh Lord. Thank you. finish this one. I'll round up by 12. I'll drop the mic. See, if I just stop it here, you will not understand the journey of the world. Hallelujah. Hello. You will not understand what? The journey of the world. Hallelujah. I still have a baby to dedicate this afternoon, so I will round up quickly. In 5 minutes. Then I dedicate the baby in 5 minutes. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 3 quickly. Verse 3. And there were 4 leprous men. So the world. I will say the world. The world. I will say the world. Say the world. The world did not go to soldiers. The world did not go to kings. The world did not go to wise men. For the see, listen, the nature of the world is to use the smallest thing to confirm the wise. God went to lepers. The world started moving. As soon as Elijah released the world entered Samaria. And he started overing. And the world moved and moved. And he found 4 lepers. 4 leprous men at the entering of the gate. And said one to another, why sit we here? And they did not know it was the word that was speaking. They did not know that the word has been activated. Somebody needs to stand up from here. The word moved them. God. When you speak the word of God, what you don't know is that word has gone into action. That word has started working. You don't know. You are still sitting down there. You don't know that the word has gone ahead to work. Wait for the word. Tell your neighbor, wait for the word. Let the word finish its work. Don't be too much in a hurry. Some of us, you want it now. You don't know that the word has started working. Leave it. The word knows what to do. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 4. Quickly, because of time. He will say, we enter into the city. Then the family is in the city. If it's out there, if they are here, we die also now, therefore come. Let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. If he kill us, we shall die. Why did they talk about Syrians? Why? It is the word. The word was pushing them to where the solution is. In the name that is above every other name, the word will work for you. The word will push things around you. The word will move things around you. The word will move men around you. The word will move positions around you. The word will shift things for you. And the next verse, verse 5. And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they came into the uttermost part of the camp, Syria, behold, there was war. Before they got there, the word has gone ahead. As soon as Elijah spoke, the word entered the camp of the enemy, entered the camp of their troublers, entered the camp of their people disturbing them, entered the camp of the people that were standing that will not allow them to have peace. The word went and scattered them. The word will work for you. I said the word will work for you. Look at it. There was no man there. Verse 6. Quickly. For the Lord. I must say for the Lord. Who did it? Who did it? By what? By the what? The Lord did something by what? By his word. Bring God into the picture. Listen. You want God to appear in your story? Bring his word there. You want God to appear for you? Speak his word. God is always activated. Where his word is released. Not where complaining and grumbling and murmuring and crying is released. Don't release that into the atmosphere. It is too toxic for you. Look for scriptures and speak. Tell your neighbor, speak. Say you are not there, speak. Say you are not there for... Say, process, you are not there for. You are not done for. Speak. For the Lord. Let's read together. Everybody, let's read together. 1, 2, go. For the Lord, I made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and the noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians, and to come upon us. What did they hear? What did they hear? The noise of the what? The world created the noise. In the name that is above every other name, everything that the world needs to create around you, for your enemies to run, for your enemies to leave you, the world will create it by fire. Somebody shout the word of the Lord. Say, the word of the Lord is my refuge. Next verse, quickly, verse 6. Are you following the journey of the world? Are you seeing the way the world is moving? Can you see how the world is moving? Hallelujah. And the world moved down to verse 7. Where therefore, let's see, want to go. Where therefore, they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their office and their asses and the camp as it was and fled for by day. Say, oh Lord, my Father, by your word, my enemies are run for forty. By your word. Verse number 8, quickly. Let's go. Want to go? And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into the tent, and they did eat and drink and carry them silver and gold and raiment, and went and hid it, and came again, and entered into another tent, and carried them also, and went and hid it. What was walking? Say, the word walks. Say, oh Lord, your word will walk for me. This year, this season, this month, your word will walk for me. Next verse, quickly, because of time. Hallelujah. Want to go? Then they said one to another, we do not well this day, a day of good tidings. We hold our peace if we tarry till the morning light. Some mystery will come upon us. Now, therefore, come that we may go and tell the king's household. The story has gone to Samaria. God is working out something for you. I say, my God is working out something for you. Hallelujah. Next verse 10, quickly because of time. So they came and called unto the porter of the city, and they told them, saying, we came to the camp of the city, and behold, there was no man there, neither voice of man nor horses. And they asked his tithe, and they tents as they were. Verse 11. And he called the porters, and they told it to the king's house within. Verse 12. And the king arose in the night, and said unto his servants, I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we be hungry. Therefore, are they gone out to the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, when they came out of the city, we shall catch them alive and get into the city. You can see the man does not even believe. Verse 13. Hallelujah. And one of his servants answered and said, let some take, I pray thee, 5 of horses that remain, which are left in the city. Behold, they are all in the multitude of Israel that are left in the field. I say, they are even as all the multitude of Israel that are consumed. And let us send and see. Verse 14. They took them, therefore, 2 chariot horses. And the king sent after the host of the Syrians, saying, go and see. Verse 15. And they went after them unto Jordan. And lo, all the way was full of garments and vessels, which the Syrians had cast away in their ass, in their age. And the messengers returned and told the king. Verse 16. And the people went out. Shall we read this one together? Are you ready to read? 1, 2, go. Say it louder. Up on the wall. According to what? Say, oh Lord, my Father, according to your word, it shall be well with me this month. Stand upon your feet. My word is settled in heaven, it is settled. Hallelujah. Forever. God is in heaven. Hallelujah. Forever. Oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Can you see what the world can create? A world of famine where they were eating their own children. Did you know the story? Were they not eating their children? It was so bad they were eating their children. They were eating themselves. Until the word came. In the name that is above every other name, the word of the Lord has come to you this afternoon. And you shall live. Can you speak to everything that is wrong around you? Begin to speak the word to darkness around you. Begin to speak the word to every challenge around you. Begin to speak the word to every trouble around you. Begin to speak the word. Open your mouth now and speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. The word of life. Speak the word of truth. Speak the word of liberation. Speak light into your darkness. Speak light into your darkness. Speak day into your night. Speak day into your night. Speak health. Speak health and wealth. Speak health and wealth into your life. Open your mouth and say something. Speak life. Speak life. Speak deliverance. Speak restoration. Speak peace. Speak peace. Kandema Shandelevaya. Say something. I see myself in the United States of America. I see myself in the United Kingdom. I see myself. I see myself in Canada. I see myself standing before thousands and thousands declaring the word of the Lord. I see myself going to the nations of the earth, carrying the banner of the gospel. I see healing. I see miracles. I see signs and wonders. I see deliverances. Yes, Lord, I see myself riding upon my high blessings. It is written concerning me. I come in the volume of your word to fulfill thy will, O Lord. Hallelujah. Forever. Ah, oh Lord. The word is said. Hallelujah. Oh Lord. In the name of Jesus. Say, it is the day of the world. Say, it is the season of the world. Say, Father, the power of your word, the creative word, is activated in my life today. Lord, they were released and your spirit gathered them. You sent forth your word and your word healed them. And deliver them from their destruction. Say, Father, I receive the ministry of your word in my life. Go and practice what you have heard this morning. Go and begin to speak the word into your story. Create a world around you. Create the world that God wants Whatever you want to see, say it. Whatever you want to see around you, say it. Say it, and you will what? You will have it. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, as your children goes to demonstrate your word, it shall be well with them. In the name of Jesus, signs and wonders shall begin to follow. Great things will begin to happen. There is power in your word. Father, your word endureth forever. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word endures forever. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Jam your hands together for